In the book of Acts, Luke uses the words "a violent wind" to describe the arrival of the Holy Spirit. This week leading up to Pentecost has indeed been marked by that violent wind. The murder of George Floyd this week, committed by one police officer with three others standing by, following on the killing of Ahmaud Arbery by white neighbors in February, and the police killing of Breonna Taylor in March, has led to a week of violent riots all across the country. The King Center posted a video, a snippet of a video by the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on Friday. This video is a part of his speech entitled "The Other America," which he delivered at Stanford University in 1967. In this speech, King says, quote, "In the final analysis, a riot is the language of the unheard. And what is it that America has failed to hear?" Unquote. What has America failed to hear? America has failed to hear the myriad intolerable aspects of living as a Black or Brown person in this country. Black and brown bodies are still seen as criminals. It is unsafe to jog, to drive, to watch birds if you are Black. Even more unsafe if you happen to be male. Black and brown individuals have been mistreated or untreated by the medical community. They have had limited access to the healthcare system. They are dying of COVID at a much higher rate than whites. The practice of lynching persists, now in the form of police shootings and vigilante justice. In short, our country has not addressed our original sin of slavery and our culture of white supremacy. In the Gospel of John's story of the arrival of the Holy Spirit, as soon as Jesus breathes spirit into the disciples, he talks of forgiveness. As Christians, forgiveness is freely offered to us, but first we must recognize that we have caused harm, take responsibility for our actions, and work to make amends. In her chapter on repentance in the book Amazing Grace, A Vocabulary of Faith, Kathleen Norris writes about teaching in a parochial school at the elementary level. She reads Psalms with the students and invites them to write poetry. She's getting them in touch with their emotional selves, the fullness of their being. She tells the story of the wisdom of one young boy. His poem was titled, quote, "The Monster Who Was Sorry," unquote. In his poem, he writes about getting very angry after his father yells at him. And in the poem, he hurts his sister, messes up his room, and eventually messes up the whole town. The poem ends with the statement, quote, "Then I sit in my house and say to myself, I shouldn't have done all that," unquote. In her analysis, Norris identifies this statement as the first step on the path to repentance. She notes that this little boy is doing what novices are trained to do. She also talks about his belief that he is a monster. She frames his doing harm as being human. We as a society have certainly made a mess. Our motivation has not been anger, but instead a toxic and complicated combination of attaining and maintaining power and wealth. We have valued wealth and power over the dignity and well-being of our neighbors. We still live in the upside-down world that Jesus was born into, and it seems that we are none too anxious to see things change. The COVID-19 pandemic is showing us that the status quo cannot stand. We don't need a new normal. Normal wasn't working for so many people. We need a new. The margins of our society are widening toward the center as more and more people lose their jobs. More and more people now understand the perspective of the most vulnerable among us. And in addition to racism, we are now seeing clearly employment-based health insurance isn't working. Property tax-funded education isn't working. Our care of our elders isn't working. In this speech I referred to earlier, Reverend Dr. King also said, quote, "Our nation's summers of riots are caused by our nation's winters of delay. Social justice and progress are the guarantors of riot prevention," unquote. We need to get busy and clean up our mess. It is not helpful to view ourselves as monsters. Shame and guilt will paralyze us and not lead to change. But we have to hold ourselves accountable and take responsibility for our past and present actions. We always need to do the next right thing. We are called as Christians to commit individually and as congregations, I would argue as the whole church, and not just Christians, but all people of faith. We are called to learn about the history of racism in our country and the practices that allow it to persist. We are called to learn about the experiences of our Black and Brown neighbors, ideally through direct relationships, alternately by reading articles and books, both memoir and fiction, by reading news articles, listening to podcasts, anything that we can do to help understand these experiences. Let us not settle into another winter of delay. Let us instead ground ourselves in our faith and support each other in walking toward the new. As we repent and work to make amends, we can ask our God for forgiveness. It will be granted. It is not yet the right time to ask for forgiveness from our Black and Brown neighbors. Violent storms, even firestorms, can lead to new life. Transformation, even of a society, is possible. The good news is that the Holy Spirit is in our midst and swirling vigorously in, around, and through us. Here again, part of Andrew King's description of the wind of Pentecost from his poem, "Suddenly There Came a Sound." Quote, "And that wind had the roar of justice, and that wind had the rush of love, and that wind had the whisper of peace and compassion, and it carried the words of hope and joy to an anxious and needy world. And it pulled down the walls of distrust and fear and threw open doors of possibility. And oaks of hatred have bent in its path, and palisades of pain have fallen to its strength, and new life has spread like scattered seed." Unquote. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, wisdom, come. Come, love, come. Come, transformation, come. May it be so. Amen.